right, take another. Well, what the hell? He knows who the boss is.
It's not a possibility, but it's in the business, it's permanent.
Some of these things, of course, are indicated, but I'm not gonna give it to you. Bradley, we'll get the picture out of the way, and I'm gonna give you some. Come over here. Shall we come over here?
No.
Press it.
Right.
I think, over the years, you've struggled with those bastards.
Well, you know, say, how many pictures we've taken?
But you know, treat it.
Or just a little bit more, for a lot of truth.
My brother called me, gosh, what a great, wonderful job. You're just up in there. Oh, you wanna, let's get a better one of for his purpose. Pick the best one, so that he can.
Yes, we started the prosecution.
Hard times, when it's better not to have it done.
from somebody where it basically is the presidential representative rather than somebody who represents the department. If you'd like, I'd like to have you available for that, for a negotiation, but maybe in a trade area, say, that's where you may have some of the big ones, but you'd like some of that too, would you?
Yes, I have one commitment that I've made already to David Rockefeller, the head of a Japanese-American European group, to try to get a better tone in such relations.
That's fine.
I think that's going in the direction.
That's a very useful
thing. Very good. I think very strong in the idea of trying to get Japan, frankly, into the Atlantic community in a sense. Not physically, but in or legally, but spiritually.
This is exactly
You've
what
I got to get Japan in. Remember my conversation with Keith on that?
Very much.
And he talked to them about it, didn't he? Jerry, is a very major thrust of our policy looking to the next 4 years. If you don't get Japan in, Japan's going to be out there just dependent upon the United States. It's schizophrenic. It's the Japanese, we think we're going to have a problem with the Chinese. My guess is 10 years from now, maybe the Japanese. I really am worried about them. Are you?
I certainly am. Since giving up arms control, I've been speaking to myself in this, and it looks to me like I'm very...
When did you go to Japan?
I've been there for one day years ago. I'm leaving Saturday to talk to various Japanese leaders that are interested in this.
Did you send a letter to Tanaka?
I'll get it out of the room.
Because I think these bouncy, jingoistic, arrogant,
untruthful,
he lies and he leaks, but he's the boss. And he's a strong man. I think if you talk to him, you just go in and do a lot of listening.
Years.
We will cooperate incidentally with you on that. me say, Henry, I kind of watched him instead, but if Jerry and David have something that they think, or I can give them a little pat in the back or in the cabin room or something one day, I'll do it.
But when
you're ready.
When that research council gets together, this might be...
When you get to the council together, you're welcome to say that it has the my enthusiastic support. I'm delighted that you're going to do it. And when you get it together, if you'd like to, just give us a ring call, and I could go in the cabin room, sit down, and late in the day one day, and have a good talk.
Very effective.
Because also, I think it'll help you get, it might help you get some of the people, too.
I mentioned the research council, because this is the start of the kind of thing. Andrew Brzezinski is going to be the director of this review.
Comes from Columbia.
We're going to have about 30 people from Europe, Canada, United States, and Japan as an executive committee. And they're going to take the results of these research studies and from time to time put them out as manifestos.
Are you going to get into such a subject as energy?
Across the whole board, everything.
We're going to, one of the few things that we're not throwing out of the White House in this reorganization, and I say throwing it out, putting back into the departments and so forth, is energy, because it cuts into too many. There's no department that you can put over the other. But I would say that's what we're weak. Where the Japanese, the Europeans, the Americans, if we ever had a common interest, it's there.
Yes, think of a Japanese interest in the Middle East. I don't see why in the next 10 years one couldn't think of getting Japanese to help us with the load, the political load in the Middle East. That sort of thing that I'd like to
get. Henry's concern, speaking quite candidly, I raised this subject about at the Japanese, there was a possibility of the Japanese Iranian deal and some sort of a gas thing. You're concerned about getting them in the Middle East, aren't you? Politically. Why?
Because I
know why, but I want you to tell him why. Because this is a very important point now.
I'm frankly not sure what the ultimate political orientation is going to be, and it's quite conceivable to me that they'll be very nationalistic and may try some sweet place in the Middle East. It's inevitable. So
it was not true of Sato when he was there, but Tanaka is a clever. And Ohira, the foreign minister, as Henry says, he's a cross between a shark and a barracuda. I'm not sure that, but that's Henry's evaluation. I don't
spent
know.
A lot of time ago, so I know.
You've got a house.
They'll play a role there, and whatever Jerry's project can do to channel it in a constructive direction is useful.
They're going to play a role, but the Japanese have got to be part of the whole deal. Part of our community. That's what it gets
at. I must say, I'm uneasy about them as everyone else is.
You may be sure that we won't be pushing anything if we don't touch base quietly with somebody in your administration.
Let me say, why don't you feel free to touch base with anybody, but feel free to touch base with Henry on this. Because I like to watch this one myself. I think this is a very instructive thing you're going into. I'm all for it.
I plan to this afternoon put out a little statement as to what this primary commission is going to look like. So
good.
It will be in the open. On top of this 30-man executive committee, we're going to have 150 people from these three areas. And I think that just the general process of getting people mixed up in primary.
Right. So let me say it. I use it any way you want, publicly, privately, or any other ways, but I think it's an excellent idea. It's very instructive. We need more organizations of this type that will get the great industrial nations of the free world to work together rather than to compete with each other and not compete, but compete destructively. And frankly, open the gates for... Wait, I got a little...
Jerry Warren called me up.
He has the spell right.
Yeah.
I don't know what he has. Where's the house? You have Eastern, you have Eastern Shore House, don't you? Yes, God, I grew up with it. So that is Tom. Is it near Tom McCabe's? I was over there once.
He's in Easton. I think he's a little bit north of us.
Here's your presidential ag expert. That's what I'm getting. I guess you've got to talk to me, sir.
That's what I think I've got.
Thank you.